This episode of the Topcast is proudly supported by Forte.
Yeah, I love what you said about expanding your network. And, you know, I try to help teachers visualize this by thinking of a very small circle as people that know you currently. That's your inner circle. And then you have these rings that kind of work their way out. That is a part of your marketing. And the goal with marketing is to create a very big circle where you can reach more people. And your community is such a fantastic place to go. And I think from my own experience, both charter schools, homeschools, and music stores. So there was a music store in my community that I had, they had a referral list and on their website, and I just joined it. And I probably got like a dozen referrals that year from that.
Hey teachers, have you ever been in a situation where you are suddenly in need of a few extra students? It's not a fun situation to be in, and many of us have been there where, for whatever reason, we've moved to a new area or a number of students have unexpectedly quit or whatever it is, and we're suddenly like, oh no, I need some students and I need them fast and I need them now. Help me. We've been getting this message from our members and wider audience more and more in the last 6 months or so. So what I decided to do was team up with the amazing Carly Walton from teachmusic.online to put together our ultimate find students fast checklist. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to give you a quick overview of this amazing 6-page full color handout that I hope you will download and keep handy for use whenever this might come up in your studio. And even if you aren't in that sort of desperate state of I need 3 to 5 new students, the checklist has lots and lots of ideas that you can use as part of your regular marketing and branding program in your studio anyway. So no need to tune out if you're like, oh, I've actually got a really long waiting list and I've got no issue and I don't need more students. The kinds of ideas that we talk about in here will be things that I guarantee will spark your creative imagination about, oh, wow, that's something I hadn't thought of. And we've got lots to talk about. So I'm going to get into the episode. But if you would like to get a copy of this download, all you have to do is head to the show notes for today's episode. It's over at topmusic.co/episode289. And you can download this checklist absolutely 100% free by just leaving your email. Now, as I mentioned, I'm delighted to be working with Carly Walton on this project. She is a Berklee College of Music graduate and online teacher, performer, and world traveler. She's taught music at K-8 schools and been a choral instructor for 2 charter schools. Carly also enjoys arranging music for piano students and choirs. Carly has been teaching music online for the last 8 years, yes, well before the pandemic began, and 1 year ago started her Teach Music Online course and coaching program. She has a passion for helping teachers overcome their fear of technology and find ways to be creative and effective as online music teachers. She also has a thriving Facebook group with more than 10,000 music teachers where she hosts free training workshops and resources. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but let's get stuck into the episode. Welcome to the show, Carly Walton. Welcome back to the show, Carly Walton. Great to speak with you again.
Thank you, Tim. Always such a pleasure to hang out with you.
So a couple of months back, we decided to team up and create the ultimate music teacher marketing checklist. And so we're going to announce a bit more about its availability and talk about what it can give to teachers, because we really hope this is something that's super valuable and the teachers can come back to time and time again. And so what I wanted to do was create this when we had a number of our members come to us more recently, in the last 6 months, I guess, and just say, look, I just need 2 or 3 more students and I really need them urgently. I've just lost a few people and I didn't have a waiting list, or my waiting list was too small, or people moved on, whatever it was. And sadly, some of these members were starting to freak out a little bit and we wanted to help them as much as we could. And I imagine you've probably had this same experience with some of your members. So what made you want to contribute to this resource and work together on it?
There are, I agree, so many teachers reaching out, it almost sometimes in desperation with the need to grow their music studio. And I feel like kind of coming back to some marketing strategies that are reliable and kind of remembering why we market and some really fundamental things about marketing could be really helpful for music teachers. Because so many of them are in the online space now, I think a lot of them are seeing venting about their studios or just seeing some negativity around growing a music studio in Facebook forums. So they get in their head that it's too hard or like, I don't know. They feel like they can't do it either. And I think when you reached out, it was like, yes, this is exactly, we need to bring teachers back to who they are, why they teach, and that you can do this. And here's, you know, a lot of ideas for how to get it done.
And a lot of simple ideas. I wanted to keep this, and we wanted to keep this really simple and straightforward. And we'll talk through some of those ideas in a moment, many of which need no investment, which I think is really important as well, particularly if you are at that crisis stage. And I want to mention too that we're not talking about a massive multi-hour course or big fat book or anything. This is a super simple checklist, but it really does go through all of those things that if you are desperate for a few students or just want to grow a few more and find some more students, then this is a checklist to help you. It's all very well getting to this point of desperation. We obviously want to kind of try and avoid that. So what are some of your recommendations for teachers avoiding getting into this situation in the first place? What can they do to help there?
Yeah, that's such a great question. You know, building in some of those fundamental marketing things that are kind of automated in your business can be really valuable. And we talk about this, I'm pretty sure we mentioned, you know, setting up a referral system so you're always getting referrals. One thing that I think is so helpful for teachers is to make sure when students or clients join their studio that they're connecting with those students through social media in that onboarding system when they first come in so that you're getting engagement in your social media. That's something that can kind of happen on the back end and you're not like thinking about it a lot. Google Business, I've been pushing. That's just foundational and it really takes an hour to set up and then a few weeks to get your PIN from Google. And then on top of that, continually reaching out for reviews. And we could talk all about the importance of reviews and testimonials, but without that social proof, these days, the competition is a little bit harder because people are all online with their studios versus just word of mouth. So Google Business, Facebook Business, and reviews and testimonials are so crucial.
And I've never had a parent not be happy to give me a testimonial as well. And you know, they're so heartwarming to read. I even found the ones that I had from 10, 15 years ago, and I read them again recently and went, oh, yeah, I remember those students and the fun that we had and the things that we did. And it was just so meaningful to read them. So testimonials, I think that is just such a fundamental aspect of an ongoing marketing and branding process. Absolutely right. And of course, there's lots more that people can do with making sure their website's up to date and all those kinds of things. But I think you've just nailed those three points to really help people hopefully not fall into this issue of, oh my goodness, oh, I really need some students. Help me, help me. But look, we know it sometimes can't be helped. You might be moving to a new area or whatever it is. So let's go over some of the ideas that teachers can find in our free checklist. I've got mine in front of me. And what we thought we'd start with was some what we call low-hanging fruit. You know, there's no use getting out the ladders and climbing to the top of the tree when there's fruit you can just pick from the ground. So what are some of those initial, quick, easy, and most importantly, free steps that teachers can take when they are in this situation?
Yes. So starting with some of those simple ones, I think one of them is asking for referrals and maybe providing some sort of a discount to a student who refers somebody to their studio. And, you know, I've heard the arguments on both sides, like we never offer discounts or if you do that, you're lowering the value of your studio. But the truth is some people are really incentivized by a discount, a referral discount, or something like that. And it can be a really great way to bring more students into your studio. Also, another one, I love Bring a Friend Day. And this is really great because you can do this with in-person and virtual students. We love when teachers have virtual recitals because you can invite your cousins or friends anywhere in the world or grandparents to come watch. And you can kind of consider that Bring a Friend Day. But also if you do group lessons in person, if you have recitals or master classes, that can be a really great opportunity for students to bring a friend along.
Yeah, look, it's so good to know that so many of these things we can do with absolutely zero money down. These are, and this is what we wanted to really reinforce. You don't have to spend money, and you shouldn't really be spending money. Don't start Facebook advertising and things like that. There are so many more things that you can do before you go down that path. And really, I think what this all comes down to with regard to the referrals and bring a friend, it's all how can you use the current network of students that you've got to find more students?
You know, I'm also just looking at this list and realizing one of the ones that I have teachers do that I work with and coach is kind of doing a launch of your studio, even if you think that everybody knows you're teaching in person or online, you can always in quotes, launch your studio and have some exciting big news or use a launch to announce some new additions to your teaching or some new value to your teaching. And especially for virtual teachers, by doing a launch, reaching out to past students and your past communities. So for example, like I taught music in Boston, I taught piano there in charter schools. Then I moved to Mesa, Arizona, and was teaching online about 6 months later and thought, I need to launch my studio to my Boston community. And just by reaching out and letting them know, I had like 4 or 5 students within that week from my Boston group who wouldn't have known that I was accepting new students. So that's one way to kind of reach out. And I've had teachers say, well, Carly, I have like 96 emails for past students. And I'm like almost like that was a burden. And I'm like, well, that's amazing.
That's great. Yeah, that's right. I was going to mention past students. They can be a huge resource. And even if the past student doesn't want to come back, they may have a child or a parent or a friend. You know, you just never know quite how wide your networks will flow when you start asking the question and just letting people know. So that's great. I think these first things first, and this is the first page of our checklist, the first things first, all about in your studio, and that's the best place to start. But then we've got the world of online. So you and I both preach about the importance of having a website and social media, but what are some of those other things that teachers can do? We mentioned Google My Business, obviously Facebook pages and things. Any other sort of ideas you've got for online marketing that teachers can access quickly?
Yes, there's so many. Posting on your social channels that you have openings is great. I would even add the next level to that is posting that you have openings and make it urgent. Like I have 3 openings that just opened up in my studio, you know, hurry quick before they're taken. Or hurry because my wait list is growing. Just making it sound, even if you're not completely full, giving off the idea that maybe you are full on Mondays. So you could say, my Mondays have filled up. I have 2 openings on Tuesdays. You know, send me a message today if you're interested. Versus, I'm now teaching and I have 30 hours. I am ready.
I've got no students. That's right. Absolutely. And I think what about Facebook groups? So obviously, you know, many of us are in piano teachers groups. Now that's of no use to find students. How have your community gone using homeschool mum groups or local area groups for finding students?
It's so helpful. I think some that I've seen working are posting in those homeschool groups, mom groups, buy and sell groups. The first thing you need to make sure is that they have no rules against posting anything promotional. Sometimes they'll say like every Monday you can post something or you can reach out directly to the admin of the group. That's helpful. And then making your posts really fun and friendly. Sometimes teachers will post a little screenshot of them with a student doing an activity or a demo video or something showing them teaching versus like an ad. You know, with advertising, it's stories. We always want to be sharing stories. Anything that shows your student has gone through some kind of transformation or accomplished something is going to stand out to that parent as you being a little different than other people they might see posting about music or businesses.
I'm not going to recommend people get on TikTok, but do you use TikTok much yourself, Carly?
I'm dabbling in TikTok because I actually have seen a lot of teachers in the online teaching business do really well with TikTok, especially if they have a really specific niche. There's a guy, his name's Matthew Johnson, who we had on the Teach Music Online podcast, and he has like 500,000 on TikTok now, and he just started 2 years ago, and he does voice lessons and every day posts tips for voice for singing. And I mean, everything from belting to riffs to like, it's really cool. And he's built his studio off of TikTok.
Ah, there you go. I haven't heard of someone building a whole studio off it. We do have a couple of members who use it and have tried advertising on it as well. The reason I bring it up is because one thing I've noticed as a user of it is that as you've flicked through the feed, you'll eventually get ads come up. And you mentioned, you know, try to be natural and not too advertorial in posts that you make on social media. And I think that's good advice because it's really obvious on TikTok when you get an ad versus when you just get someone's casual content. And so oftentimes my advice would be, yeah, keep it as natural and casual as you can. It's almost a move away from the high slick audio video kinds of things that we've been seeing on YouTube. It seems that people are becoming more connected to people who have a lower kind of spec ad budget, which I think is a great thing for teachers. This episode is presented in collaboration with our good friends over at Forte, a free alternative to Zoom, purpose-built for music teachers. I'm happy to announce that Forte will always be free for music teachers, no strings attached. Forte centers on you and your teaching without unnecessary gimmicks, hassles, or downloads. Their software is shockingly intuitive, and the Royal College of Music, Berklee College of Music, and Curtis Institute have all used it for their own programs. Forte's mission is to radically expand access to high-quality music education worldwide. Forte always puts teachers and their students first. Therefore, you can use Forte with your own students for free forever. Forte will also soon introduce paid features, allowing you to connect with new students around the world. Sign up for free today at fortelessons.com. That's fortelessons.com.
Yeah, and you know, something to remember with social media is if a teacher is desperate, I would not tell them, "Oh, go get on Instagram tonight," because that's not the answer. I think we're talking about building fundamental building blocks to your business, and as a small business owner, social media is needs to be there. Not because you're going to get all of your students through it, but because people who are interested in your business are going to look you up and they're going to look through your feed. So this is because like word of mouth, someone hears about you, they're going to jump on Instagram and say, "Oh, I want to learn more about that teacher," before I reach out to them. So to me, it's almost about building this portfolio of your goodness and of what you create. So as social proof. And then on top of that, people can find you. And if you really want to work at it, you can find, people can find you through it. But I would say that's almost harder than just using it as this fantastic resource and way to really let your business shine.
Portfolio of goodness. I love that. Nice phrase. So we finish up the section on the checklist, and there's many more items on here. We're just giving you a bit of a taste on the podcast today. But one of the other areas we mentioned for free and online promotion is a number of the directories and listing sites. And we've recommended some of the ones that we've heard from our members and that we've tried ourselves that work there. So from moving on from online, we move to our local community. Now, there's lots of things that we can do in our local area, most of which are free or inexpensive as well. And so, well, let's talk through some of these. We've got obvious ones like, well, if you have a physical location, then make sure you put a sign out the front and make it bold and legible, etc. But what about some of the other things that you can do with people who live in your area, other connections you can make that can expand your network? What ideas have you got there?
Yeah, there's I love what you said about expanding your network. And, you know, I try to help teachers visualize this by thinking of a very small circle as people that know you currently. That's your really your inner circle. And then you have these rings that kind of work their way out that is a part of your marketing. And the goal with marketing is to create a very big circle where you can reach more people. And your community is such a fantastic place to go. And I think from my own experience, both charter schools, homeschools, and music stores. So there was a music store in my community that I had, they had a referral list and on their website, and I just joined it. And I probably got like a dozen referrals that year from that. And I'm not totally sure why, but it was a very specific piano store for beginner students. They would ask for teachers and get this list, and then they could go to the teachers' websites. So I'm assuming, again, this goes back to like the foundations of your business you need to have set in place, because they could have gone to my website, and if my website was crummy, they might not have reached out to me. But regardless, it's a way for your name to get out a little bit more. And then charter schools, if you can even get in and do, this is kind of above and beyond this checklist, but if you can even get in and do workshops or a volunteer day or have a booth at a charter school, or I mean, getting in any way with the parents of a charter school. And I say charter school because it's often easier than a public school to get to know the music board or whoever is directing the music. If you can get in with them and really prove to them that you are like an excellent teacher, which you are, then they will refer students to you.
Yeah, we mentioned on the list that one of the suggestions is to contact, preferably in person, but we know that's often tricky and it can be a bit nerve-wracking, or by phone or email, every music teacher, musician, music store, and music-related business in your local area and ask for a few minutes to introduce yourself. And Jason Sifford was on our podcast back in episode 283, and he actually talked about this approach that he did when he moved to a new town. He literally just rang around and he said, look, I might have only got a 1% response rate to that, but the connection I did get got me another connection, which got me another connection. And again, that the rings just expanded for him. So yeah, it can take a little bit of time, but remember, this is free and it's going to be a good idea for you in the future anyway. The bigger your network, the better your network, particularly in your local area, the better that you can serve your students, and the more connections that you have can really help with things like marketing, but also sharing students between studios as well. So we've mentioned music retailers, you've mentioned charter schools, church music as well. Church music directors, churches can be a great place for holding recitals or workshops, things like that. Musical theater groups, orchestras, big bands. The list, I mean, there are so many options here, and we actually provide you some space to add your own on the checklist. So that local community area can be such a strong way to get your word out. Any others, other ideas there, Kaylee?
You know, what's going through my mind is really just reminding teachers that you have to take action. You have to be confident and you have to take action. And I just unfortunately see teachers who are discouraged and overwhelmed. And when that happens, your mindset is not in the right place. And you need to remember why you teach. And I often tell teachers, remember the impact you create when you teach and what you've done for dozens, if not more than 100 students in the past few decades. And when teachers can remember that, it's like, oh, I need to put myself out there because I need to find students who need me. Because teachers don't like promoting themselves. They don't want to be on social. They don't want to be, they don't want to intrude. They don't want to go out of their way to take somebody's time. But it's like, you have to do that to make an impact. And I don't know, that just was coming to mind because the mindset is such a big piece. And a checklist is so helpful, but before you can really like believe in yourself, you need to remember why you teach. And so that the checklist then becomes really fun and it turns into something that's like, oh, I have to do these things because I need to help more students.
I would love to hear about your open mic events, which I think you mentioned and we've got in the checklist. But before that, I'll just mention one other idea. And I think this is a clever marketing strategy that you will be aware of because other organizations do this. And this is to try and build relationships with other organizations serving children. So your local doctor, pet services, hairdressers, cafes, places like that, where you could potentially promote yourself to their clients in return that you promote their coffee or their pet services or whatever to your clients. It's this kind of mutually beneficial arrangement that Jay Abraham talks a lot about in one of his books. And I've seen this work really well, and I love doing joint venture partnerships. I mean, this relationship that we've got, Carly, is a partnership of that kind of nature as well. And I remember seeing Mike Grande from Rock Out Loud. A social post, he put video pictures, I don't know if you remember this, Carly, of some hairdresser's salon in his town, and he'd created smocks or whatever you call them with these massive Rock Out Loud logo all over them, and they're really bright and fun and they look amazing. And he's like, here, would you like to use these to the hairdresser? And they're like, well, these are pretty cool, sure. And there's this massive billboard that people are wearing in front of them and looking at in the mirror. So I thought that was pretty clever. I love that.
And he's a great person to look to for creative marketing. It's about thinking outside the box and thinking about what you're good at or what's unique. And if you enjoy a specific coffee shop, do they have a space where you could bring a keyboard and invite your students on a, you know, Friday night to come perform or sing? Yeah, I love it. It's again, like getting outside of the box, thinking a little differently. You're not doing what your teacher did growing up because they didn't necessarily have to do those things.
Well, tell us about the open mic. Is that the idea you were mentioning just then, in the cafe, or have you done it in malls, or what do you do?
Yeah, you know, both. I think malls haven't done in a while, but the malls are such a great opportunity for recitals. I know I grew up going and playing at the mall a couple times a year, and our whole studio was set up in the mall. And then you have business cards out on the piano, people walking by. But I think there are town squares that have availabilities. They want people to come and perform, even just tapping into you as a musician, finding gigs, places where you could go play and perform and have business cards out is, again, it's a small thing, but if you can kind of kill two birds with one stone where you're being able to be a musician and it's serving you to exercise those skills, and on top of that, really getting your brand out.
And to summarize and wrap things up, we have one more section of the checklist. The next one is, you know, what to do next. So if you've exhausted all of those and you're still looking for more ideas, and these are great ideas that you can use at any time in your marketing. So if you already have a successful studio and perhaps a wait list, you can still do these to keep those students coming in. And they're things like the possibility of starting a Facebook group. And we talked about that in episode number 276. On how you can use that and the kind of impact it can have. We've also got things like search engine optimization. Make sure you show up in Google search and your website and things like that. What other ideas have you got, either on websites or any of those other next steps for teachers?
Yeah, we touched on this already a little bit, but connecting with another existing organization. We do have a teacher that I work with. Her name is Brooke, and she's fantastic. They donate to a local nonprofit, and she posts about it on her website. And because of that, in the nonprofit's Facebook group, they post about her studio, and she gets referrals because of that. And you know, they'll occasionally say thank you so much to this organization. They donate, you know, 5% or something pretty, you know, substantial to their nonprofit. So there could be opportunities like that where you're building really valuable connections with somebody or some kind of organization that you know, it's as a passion as a teacher. There's a lot of teachers doing really good things like that I see, where they're trying to help the community with their music, or I don't know, schools. There's lots of places to help.
And we had a couple of our team members mentioned contributing to silent auctions and things like that, hosting a table at a local event. Sarah on our team told us, and this is quoted in the checklist, time spent teaching the lessons is often cheaper than advertising, with a better conversion. And you may be able to reach out to bidders who didn't win in these kinds of circumstances. And Jana said, back when I worked as a multi-teacher in a multi-teacher studio, this was one of our best advertising efforts. This is the silent auctions. We always had conversions from one particular annual school auction. So there are so many creative things that you can do. Getting a gig in a church or as a wedding pianist, gigging is the quickest way to find new adult students, Emily on our team told me. So there's lots of ideas there. And then we've also got seasonal opportunities to promote as well. Have you got any thoughts on those kind of Christmassy ones that you can use?
You know, I think something we talk about on here is offering gift cards for free lessons to new students that your current families could hand out as Christmas cards. That's actually a really fun, creative way to spread the word about your studio. You'd have to be careful about how many you give out, but it could be fun if there was somebody they knew looking for a teacher, looking for lessons. That's something you could post on social media. You could even do like a Christmas giveaway. I've seen teachers run promotionals for, a seasonal buy one, get one free lesson with me in the new year, you know, especially for adults that are looking for a teacher. That might be something that stands out to them.
Well, as I said, this was just an episode to get your mind thinking, and just I'll go over quickly this checklist that Carly and I have put together for you. It's called the Find Students Fast, the Essential Music Teacher Marketing Checklist, and it's available for downloads. It's 6 pages of just totally actionable strategies that you can use straight away, and also that you can incorporate in a more ongoing capacity into your studio. And it's available over at our website, topmusic.co/episode-289. So topmusic.co/episode-289 is the link. Go and download it completely free. And we really want to share this and get this out to as many teachers as possible. Carly, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for contributing and partnering with me to put this out. Is there anything we've forgotten that's you're like, oh, wish Tim offered me the chance to say this?
There's so much. We could do a whole week's workshop worth of marketing. But I think that the intent of this was to, you know, remind teachers of some things that aren't going to take them weeks and weeks to set up, like a brand new website. You know, there's so much we could talk about with marketing. It's such a fun topic, and it is so needed. I would just, again, like, remind teachers, you can do this. If you're feeling of that overwhelm or that desperation, like, desperation and overwhelm aren't what bring results. You know, as much as we feel like the more I feel overwhelmed, the faster I'll get students, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. We have to take action. We have to get help. We have to take action. You need to find a mentor. You need to find, you know, something or someone to really help you get into gear, because it's okay. Like, they can't do it on their own. And that's how we all feel. And that's why this is such a fantastic resource to really kickstart that momentum and feeling like, yes, I can do this.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Carly. Thanks so much for contributing. And it's always great hanging out with you. You're over at teachmusic.online. I've got that right, haven't I?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Carly has incredible resources, as you already know, because she's been on the podcast before. But do go and check out her work and all the great things that she's doing regarding online music teaching. And hopefully we'll do it again soon, Carly. Yes. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks. Well, I hope today's interview and discussion has sparked some ideas for you. Whether you need those students right now or you're okay at the moment, but this did give you some ideas for how you can continue to market your studio better in the future, make sure you go and download the Find Students Fast checklist, because we've only just touched the surface. There are lots and lots more ideas and details in this document, with quotes from some of our members and a team who have used these ideas and what experience they had, and extra links to directories and all sorts of things like that. So head over to topmusic.co/episode-289 and get your free checklist download. I guarantee it's something that you'll want to have on hand in the future just to refer back to and check things off as you go. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Next week on the podcast, we are talking about how I get it all done. It's a question I get all the time. Tim, you seem to be everywhere and you do a million things. How do you get it all done? Help me. I need some help with being as productive as you are. I'm going to go through my top productivity mindset and hacks in a really quick episode. It's about 10 to 15 minutes long, and you'll be able to tune in and have a listen to it next week. I'm Tim Topham, and you've been listening to The Topcast. I'll speak to you again next week. Bye-bye, everyone. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co.
You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.